Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. I'm sick as a dog. I actually have been since Saturday, but I actually feel fine. I'm just so congested, I can barely breathe. So God only knows what you'll all hear today. I got ready to blow my nose throughout the show. Thank God Lance is here to cover for me whenever there's an emergency, but we're going to get through this. So NXT is tonight. Who cares? Raw was last night. We got to talk about that. There was a, it was kind of a lackluster, probably the most lackluster edition of Raw that we have seen in quite some time. It was the follow-up show to John Cena's final match, his big loss to Gunther at Saturday night's main event. We got to get Lance's thoughts, what he thought about this. So we'll get into that. We'll talk about Raw and then all of the big shows coming up. There is a Dynamite Holiday Bash coming up on Wednesday. And we have eight segments/matches announced for the show at this point. And it is a 3-hour edition of the show from Manchester. They've got 11,200 tickets out. It's the biggest, not just the biggest Dynamite in a long time, but this is the biggest show. I mean, this is doing significantly better than a lot of the recent pay-per-views in terms of how many tickets have been sold. So a lot of big matches, 3 full hours. If I know Tony Khan, probably going to be like 3.5, got to have some overrun or something. We'll tell you about that. And all of the rest of the news as well, Wrestle Kingdom, the finals of the Tag League, and plenty more. And we are going to kick it off after the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's this weekend. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you were one of the first 100 in-store customers. Plus, you'll save big during the 48-hour holiday savings blitz. Visualize it all happening this weekend at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/20/25 and 12/21/25. One card per household. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. This is the most congested I've been in years. Like, years. I actually feel fine, but, like, I couldn't even go to the gym today. I normally could go to the gym when I'm sick, but, like, I can't breathe. I couldn't sleep last night. I know how you feel now. You just lay there and you can't breathe. So it's brutal, man.
Well, the people at the gym are glad you stayed home.
Oh, God. I don't think I'm contagious. Nothing can get out of my body. So like, I can't breathe in, I can't breathe out. It's brutal.
Yes, it's rough when your nose doesn't work.
Yeah, it sucks. You know what it does? It sucks. All right. What'd you think of John Cena's last match?
I didn't see it.
What?
I didn't.
You didn't even find it on YouTube?
Nope. Didn't even try.
What are you doing here today? God.
I watched Raw.
That's the
biggest. I saw the finish. What more do you need?
Well, I mean, God, it's the biggest match in years.
Is it?
John Cena's last match? Yeah, of course.
Why? It doesn't really have any ramifications moving forward. Other matches are bigger.
And, I mean, they turned on the Booker for the first time in 3 years since he's taken over. And they turned
even though
on that
it probably wasn't his call.
Big time. Well, in the end, Lance, it was his call because he could have said no. He could have said, brother, just go to sleep, dude. But whatever you do, don't give up. But he just...
Well, the heat certainly transferred to Gunther, at least for last night.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did he put Goldberg to sleep? I assume Goldberg didn't tap.
No, I don't think Goldberg submitted. I think Goldberg went out, if I recall correctly. But yeah.
He could rack up quite the list. There's a lot of people reaching the end of their careers in the next year or so.
He could be retiring a lot of people, but... I think the big question is, Lance, you at least saw the finish. Should John Cena have given up after all these years?
I wouldn't have booked it that way. I don't know what they're doing moving forward. I mentioned, I don't know, it was Fun Friday or whatever, that I thought the story when Gunther said he was going to make him give up would be that Gunther would never go for a pinfall. He would keep going for the submission. John would never give up because that's his entire gimmick. And eventually Gunther would give up trying and pin him. And then Gunther gets the win, but Cena maintains his vow to the fans of never giving up. So I wouldn't have had him tap, but Not my call.
Well, I thought that Gunther, I mean, he got a lot of heat on the show last night, obviously. I didn't see it as, like, you know, industry-changing heat or anything like that.
Well, nothing's changing the industry, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's what they want. Like, you know, we just gave this guy John Cena giving up in his final match. Like, he's going to be the top heel for years to come, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I didn't see anything like that. I mean, it was a great reaction and everything like that, especially from a crowd that already sat through 2 hours. But it kind of felt like, you know, it was... You know, when Dom, before he really got over, and the people would do that loud booing and not let him talk, it was very much like that. But, I mean, the thing to me that was most notable about it, because I know people are going to argue and go, no, man, it was great heat, blah, blah, blah. After he came out for his interview, we'll go over all of Raw later, but he runs into AJ in the parking lot. And
he must have been freezing in his T-shirt.
Yeah, AJ's in his T-shirt in the freaking parking lot. There's frost and snow all over Gunther's car. And, you know, so obviously Gunther's retiring AJ as well. I think they gave us that. But first off, I mean, what a beater car this was. Like, no offense if this is your car or anything like that, but, like, this was supposed to be Gunther, the multi-time world heavyweight champion that retired John Cena. Like, you know,
the rental.
People have buses and they got limos and they got whatever. I mean, this thing barely started. But anyway, he gets into it and he's about to leave. And he rolls down the window, and he just goes, AJ, one last thing. And AJ looks at him, and Gunther gives a big smile, and he goes, ha, 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 and he does, you can't see me. And, like, you could hear the crowd, they all burst into laughter. And they laugh for a moment, and then realize, oh, wait, we're supposed to hate that guy, and they booed again. But, man, when they laughed, I was like, I don't know, man.
The thing
they're more angry at Hunter than they are at Gunther.
The thing that stood out to me is, I didn't get why all of the talent and Adam Pearce are so mad at him.
Oh, I can explain
this. He won
a
match fairly. That's his job.
Yeah. You know
like,
why?
They're like, how dare you make John Cena quit? It's like, not my fault. Dude, quit.
You want to know why? Because with all due respect, I'm 50 years old now, and so my filters are slowly falling to the side like Granny's. With all due respect, the reason is because they're stupid. That's actually why. Because,
wow.
No, listen, like, I try to be nice, but, like, after a while, it's like, there is no excuse other than you're just not thinking, okay? Is that the polite way to say it? You're just not using your brain. Or you don't have one, okay? Last night on the show, on Observer Radio, Dave explains to everybody that, the company was, quote, blindsided by the response they got after the John Cena-Gunther match. Says there are many people in WWE who do not agree with the decision, but the guy in charge did it. That would be Triple H. The one thing I can say is, even though they may say something different publicly, they were blindsided by that reaction. The idea that, like, we did it, we knew it was going to get heat, just the price we pay. When they're all chanting and Triple H goes, ah, I thought it'd be louder, that was a defense mechanism. I don't want to say there was no discussion of a reaction, but I was told there was no discussion of a reaction. And, guys, listen. This is like the Javon thing. This is like, I mean, God. Bro, how could you not understand why people were so angry? How? This is not hindsight is 2020. If you would have told anybody with a functioning brain that this is what we're going to do in John Cena's last match, we're going to charge $31,000 ringside. We're going to put 19,000 people in for a celebration of John Cena's career. We're going to put him in the ring with Gunther. And listen, yeah, he's going to lose on the way out, but we're going to make sure that he gives up as well. For 20 years, for 20 years, the guy's gimmick has been never give up. Dude, they had a year of John Cena retirement. How many PLEs did we see where John Cena was on the show, and, like, he comes out, and there's, you know, 20,000 people all standing up, they're all wearing purple, because every single person, or as Dave would say, well, not every single one, most of the people bought a John Cena Never Give Up shirt. Right? Mm-hmm. How many Never Give Up shirts do you think they sold, not just in the last 20 years, how many do you think they sold this year alone? John Cena shirts that said Never Give Up. How many of those towels that said Never Give Up do you think they sold? How many hats Never Give Up do you think they sold? How many videos of him doing charity work or this and that where he told kids and everybody never give up? How many of those did we have over the last 20 years? And your plan is that the end of the match, after 20 years, he's going to get stuck in a sleeper, and instead of going out on his shield, he is going to give up. That's your plan. And then you're blindsided when the fans, like, hello, God. God, and then I hear, you know, everyone was really impressed with Javon Evans and Obafemi. So none of you watch your own developmental? What do you mean you're impressed? Lance, I can't be nice anymore. How stupid can you be? God! He gave up, and you're shocked at the audience reaction? Merry Christmas, everybody!
Never considered it might be a negative one.
God! I gotta take a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Just went on a swearing rampage during the break. I didn't even get to my point. I was so mad. And before I get to my point, I'll give you a chance to talk in a second, Lance. But listen, I don't want to get mad at the chat on top of everything else, but stop trying to make this a tribal thing. Tony does things as well that I'm like, how would you not know this? Okay, everybody does it. And also, as far as like the tribal thing, guys, they didn't do this on purpose to troll you. When you say that they did this on purpose to troll you, you are giving them too much credit for intelligence. Do you understand? They did this because they thought that it was the right thing to do. They thought it was the time-honored tradition. They thought that this was what's best for business, okay? That's what they thought. I don't even care. Like, I think the guy should have won. He should have won, okay? But, like, I don't care if he gets put in a sleeper and he goes unconscious. And I don't think the fans would have turned on the match like they... I think they would have been upset if he lost. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the pivotal moment of that match was when they could tell this guy ain't getting out of the sleeper. Like, he ain't getting out. He's been fighting for 5 minutes, and he's just not getting out. Well, at that point, when they chanted, "Don't give up," that was the fans just basically going, all right, like, we accept. We're at the acceptance stage of death, okay? But at the very least, dude, just don't give up. And then he gave up, okay? That's not trolling you. They were so stupid, they didn't understand that the fans, more than anything else, just didn't want him after 20 years to be proven a liar and a hypocrite. That's the problem. Yes, Lance.
This is actually something I taught students when I had my wrestling academy. Because they would talk about, okay, you know, you're going to do a submission finish, tap. I'm like, okay, great. And they're like, well, how long should I milk it? And I'm like, if you're a baby face, and you're going to tap, you can't milk it too long. Because if the crowd starts chanting, please don't tap, and then you do, you're such a loser.
You'll let him down.
If you're a heel, you don't have to worry about it. You can milk it as long as you want. But as a baby face, if you think they're about to start chanting that, tap first. Or obviously, if you could play the option of going out, it avoids it. But yeah, when the crowd's begging you to not give up, and you do... I think, again, he's someone who could have called an audible if he wanted to. I think I'd have called the audible and just went to sleep.
Yeah, this person here goes, for Cena, it was cinematic to zoom in on his face. He smiles, he taps, and he basically says, okay, it's time to rest. Yeah, time to rest. Zoom in on his face, he smiles, and he goes to sleep. He doesn't quit.
It was a tribute to Ready to Rumble, Brian.
God.
Make filthy Tom happy. It was a tribute to the cover of Ready to Rumble.
Guys, do you remember when CM Punk did that pipe bomb promo? It's one of my favorite stories. The pipe bomb promo was supposed to be a heel promo.
Yes.
Vince McMahon thought that CM Punk was going to get booed for burying WWE and burying Vince and the whole shebang. Not because he was trying to troll you, because he was an idiot. He thought that was going to be... He thought if you say something negative about me in WWE, well, that guy's going to be a heel. Well, that guy became like Robin Hood. That's some of the things... CM Punk... If CM Punk passed away tomorrow, what is he most famous for? The pipe bomb. If CM Punk passed away when he's 100, what is he going to be most famous for? The pipe bomb. A promo that was supposed to be a heel promo, but wasn't. Guys... Do you remember Brett Screwed Brett? Brett Screwed Brett. Vince thought, I am going to convince these fans that Brett was wrong and I was right. That was not Vince deciding, you know what, I'm going to go full heel. That's going to be the beginning of my heel run. Vince thought that Brett screwed Brett promo was a babyface promo that would turn the fans against Brett and side with him over what he did. So, in their minds...
Made a lot of money with that mistake.
Gunther going out and talking about how he made John Cena give up like a little bee is like some big heel thing, even though that's exactly what he did. And I was watching it going, you know what? If John Cena would have been caught in that sleeper and he fought and he fought and he fought and he fought and he fought, and then he just went unconscious, okay? He just went out, went to sleep, just like Goldberg. And then this guy shows up the next day and goes, after all these years, after 20 years of selling these t-shirts and selling these hats and selling these towels, I made John Cena give up. Well, now he got heat because he didn't. And it's not like, oh, well, you know, the heel lies and then later the babyface can come back. And John Cena's gone, dude. He can never defend himself. And Gunther is going to lie about it until the... Now you've got the wrestlers all angry. Adam Pearce all angry. Are you happy with yourself? You lied. You go out there and you lie to the people. That's at least some heat. Instead, this guy went out and said exactly what he did. And, like, everyone's mad at him.
Did it clean.
Yeah, he beat him clean in the middle of the ring and made him give up. I was like, God, why is everyone angry at this guy? This makes no sense.
I was dumbfounded, too, although I made Gunther a babyface for me when they declared that Gunther proved that pro wrestling is superior to sports entertainment.
Yeah, was that supposed to be a heel line? That was a babyface line if I ever heard one.
I was dumbfounded they would say that, considering how long they've been touting sports entertainment.
So anyway, that's that. Who cares?
It reminds me, I think it was during the Randy Orton thing, but there was a segment. I remember Dreamer was still working in the office, where they brought Jake back, and they had a segment where Jake was supposed to be a heel, and he, you know, does the short arm and goes for the DDT, and then someone cuts him off right before the DDT. And Dreamer pointed out, it's like, he'll get booed. It's like, no, Jake's a heel. And it's like, everybody's going to want to see Jake do the DDT. They love Jake's DDT. If you prevent him from doing the DDT, the guy will get booed. And they said, never happen. And they did it. And Tommy was right.
Yeah, there was actually, I don't remember the exact spot, but there was one of those 50,000 four-ways that WWE does. And somebody was going to do a move that everybody loved. And it might have been CM Punk, or it might have been, it was like a big, maybe Cody, or it was like a big baby face that never gets booed. And they prevented the move, and they got booed. And it was like, I mean, there's so many simple things in wrestling, and I just imagine everyone backstage baffled. You know, they do the spot and the heel pulls the table out from under the ring, and all the fans cheer. Like, are you baffled as to why that happens? The fans want to see a table more than they want to see anything else in this match. Whoever pulls out the table is going to be a babyface. So why would you have the heel pull out the table when you have three other babyfaces in the ring in a six-man or whatever? But they continually do it.
Yeah, I remember, I forget who it was, but someone, and it was the best, clearest, simplest definition of babyface and heel, and it's like the babyface is the guy who tries to give the fans what they want, and the heel is the one who tries to prevent it.
Yes. Why is this difficult?
I don't know.
By the way, another note here that for those of you that watched Raw last night, it did certainly appear like Javon had been called up because, you know, he's entering into a feud on Raw with a six-man unit. So he's going to have to go through two guys to get to the main guy, at which point they'll probably have a feud. And I had, like, people texting last night, did Javon get called up? Did Javon get called up? He was on Saturday night's main event, Obafemi, Sol Ruka. Well, I've been told that as of right now, nobody has been called up.
They're just on the main roster.
Well, it was pointed out to me that at this time of the year, this is not unusual. Like last year at this time, it was Jakara and Lash. They were like all over the main roster for like 2 months, and neither of those was an official call up. But you know, they've got holiday tours, they've got this or that. So apparently, this is just, you know, this time of year. And the other reason also, I think, and this was also pointed out to me, Yesterday we heard about all these injuries. JD McDonagh got surgery.
His hand, for those concerned.
Yeah, Damian Priest talked about how he was working injured. LA Knight, they're selling an injury. And there's some others as well. So I was pretty much told that this is also the time of year where, because the Royal Rumble is coming and then WrestleMania season, you are going to see a fair number of people take time off to heal up these lingering issues they've been working with. And so, you know, with people off the road for that reason, they're going to need more bodies to fill those spots. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. But the point is, no, Javon has not been called up. He's going to return to NXT on Tuesday and wallow, as he does, and probably the same with everybody else as well.
And those wondering, Jakara is now in TNA.
Yeah, she got called up to TNA.
Mara Shade, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know what you can say or not say about this, but apparently TNA signed a bunch of people to short-term contracts. What's the story here?
I have no idea.
What good are you?
Hey, they give me my schedule. I don't know. I half the time have to ask them, is like, are they with us now or what's going on?
Well, they've signed a bunch of people to 3-month deals. According to Fightful, Jake something, Zach Wentz, AJ Francis, Steve Macklin, Joe Hendry obviously has gone to WWE, but I guess the 3-month deals are to give them an option to, I don't even know why. I guess they're willing to sign 3-month deals.
See what the new schedule looks like? I don't know.
Yeah, make a decision after. After they debut on
AMC.
AMC.
January 15th, 9 till 11.
Yes, AMC. Oh, man. I don't even want to read. I was going to talk about the NXT year-end awards, but I'm not in the mood. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about Raw. If we have time later, we'll talk about more. It'll be a lot of fun, everybody. It's not fun as I sound right now. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. A couple of things. So, Cody Rhodes and Drew, there was an angle they did on social media, which I presume is going to air on SmackDown this Friday. But it opens with Drew and Nick Aldis. They're having a sit-down to, I guess, get him reinstated. It's like so weird. It's like he gets suspended, but then Aldis is like, well, you know, we can't bring him back. It's going to be very difficult. We're doing our best, but it's hard. I'm like, why?
Aren't you the boss?
You're the guy that sent him home. Just bring him back. So then he has a meeting to try to bring him back. And not only does he agree to bring him back, but he's coming back with a championship match. Like, okay. So,
punishment.
Yeah, brutal. So then, you know, they're talking about this and that, and Drew ends up saying, I want a stipulation in order to agree to return. And that is that we're going to have a future title match. And if he lays one finger on me before the match, he will be stripped of the title. And in return, McIntyre will be fined and have to apologize to a referee. So they eventually agree on this or whatever. And he's going to be coming back. And then suddenly, McIntyre's phone, ding, 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 his ring camera or whatever outside his house. Cody has gone to his house. And I guess they're at his house. So, in fact, I know they are because that's where the brawl started. McIntyre runs outside. They get in this big fight. They're beating each other up all over the place. I guess the contract must not have been drawn up yet because they're just beating on each other.
Well, did his fingers make contact? Maybe he just kicked them a lot.
Nah, they definitely beat the crap out of each other. They were going for each other's eyes. And one of the security guys, apparently there's like multiple security people that work at Drew McIntyre's house, which he must make a lot of money. One of them gets thrown into the lake.
Does.
I laughed at that one. Somebody had to take a bump into the pond. And then McIntyre throws Cody into one of his Christmas gimmicks outside. Because I like to imagine Drew McIntyre happily setting up Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer outside his house. And then it ends with Cody screaming, Merry Christmas, a-hole! And the thing goes off the air. They shot this like a movie. It was like, you know, whatever.
The multi-camera shoot.
24 frames per second and very theatrical. But it was kind of a little bit wacky. But it's up on social media if you want to check it out. So head up there and do that. And also, I should mention, I think we have mentioned this before, Zack Sabre Jr. and Ryohei Oiwa won the Tag League Finals beating Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji. And my God, jeez, these guys beat the bejesus out of each other. There's a spot where Gabe and Oiwa are doing the striking battle, and Oiwa goes, bam! He hits him with the big forearm to the face, and Gabe Kidd goes down. And then Oiwa goes to lift him up, and Gabe just, like, shoves him off and then crawls over to the ropes, and he kind of drapes himself in the ropes, and then he's beckoning to this camera guy, and this camera guy comes over, and Gabe Kidd goes, and he's missing a tooth. And he just shows his missing tooth, and he shakes his head. And he gets back into the ring, and him and Oiwa have a stare down, and Gabe just goes, he freaking hit this guy so hard. And the announcer's like, well, there's a receipt. And, and man, then.
Or he's stealing Shiloh's gimmick.
They got right back into it again. And they, you know, they finished the match and everything like that. But, you know, I was immediately like asking, you know, people that I know have worked with Gabe, you know, Has he been missing a tooth? Does he have that, like, that tooth gimmick where he can take the tooth out or whatever? And I've not found one person so far to say that they knew he was missing a tooth. So he might have had his tooth knocked out here in this match for all I know.
Dang.
But, man, they were pounding on each other. And then, like, the finish is Oiwa giving Gabe this lariat. The finish is a lariat. And if you see this lariat, like, Gabe Kidd may as well retire with John Cena. I mean, this guy landed, I mean, nothing but his head on the ground. Ooh. And his head goes, and then his body goes all the way the other way. I mean, it was so freaking brutal. I was like, oh, my God. So Zack Sabre and Oiwa have won the tag league. And now Yoda Tsuji has nothing else to worry about at the Tokyo Dome except winning the IWGP title. So anyway, that's a match to see, especially like the last 15 minutes. Jiminy Christmas. All right, well, Raw opened up with Gunther coming out, and he's just soaking in the booze. He's soaking in the "you tapped out" chants. He's like, "I tapped out?" And then he just cuts his promo saying, "I made John Cena tap out like a little bee. It is my time now. I will forever be the man who made John Cena give up," and he leaves. And if he would have just left and we didn't see him again, I'd be like, okay, that's promo of the year. But he had to come back. And comes back, gets on the announce table, does the same thing, same promo, and got a great reaction. Goes backstage, Tozawa and Otis are mad at him, Truth is mad at him, and Gunther's just blowing him off. Adam Pearce is mad at him, and then Adam Pearce is so mad at him for going out there and telling the truth that he tells him, "You've got to go
match
home."
He won.
So he goes home after making fun of AJ Styles and John Cena as well. So then we have the Usos in the New Day. So if you watch this show, I know how it gets on the chat. Oh, you know, WWE, no one cares, no heat. Dude, Raw and SmackDown normally have a great crowd, but this was not one of those days. And the reason for that, one of the reasons, I like to think the reason is like they were just so over this company because of the John Cena finish. But the reality is they did a Raw SmackDown taping. And even though SmackDown airs after Raw, they actually taped Raw first and then went, or I'm sorry, they taped SmackDown first and then went live with Raw. So, you know, Gunther comes out and it's already over 2 hours into the show. And I had people that, you know, emailed me there and they were just like, this show was just way too long. I mean, we were exhausted, especially after booing. You know, they booed Gunther so vociferously, and then they did the yeet party. And by the time they were finished yeeting, I mean, they were spent. And the rest of the show was just like they were struggling for life. And so this match didn't have a lot of heat. Match was okay. Usos hit the 1D, got the pin, and I thought it was all right. They announced Rhea and Io versus Kabuki Warriors January 5th. Which is the same day they're doing Gunther or Punk and Braun Breaker for the title. Then we had a segment with Logan, Paul, Braun, and Bronson backstage. And Braun wants to just go out and kill Punk, and Paul tells him, just wait. Don't kill him so he can't show up for the title match. Just be patient. And you know what this Braun Breaker isn't?
Patient.
Yes. Io and Rhea came down to the ring. I don't know what they were going to do. They're in their street clothes. Maybe just like talk. But they get attacked by the Kabuki Warriors. They destroy them. Asuka sprays the mist. They destroy both of them. Asuka holds Rio for the elbow, but Io rushes in and takes the elbow to the spine. And it's got some heat. It was like a good angle, but not exceptional heat. They were tired. What'd you think of Maxine and Ivy Nile?
I struggle with Maxine, green and experienced woman, and that's, again, her character as well, being this kick butt shooter. Like, it just seems like a bit of a stretch for me that just jumped from really an experienced woman who doesn't know how to wrestle yet, and again, this is the presentation on television, to she spent some time with Natty at the Dungeon and now she is a UFC fighter and making people tap. It's a bit of a stretch for me. She's certainly improving, but I'm not there yet.
Well, I thought the match was, I think maybe I had low expectations, might have been what it was. I thought it was fine. And, you know, last night on Observer Radio, I was talking about how it seemed like one of those NXT matches where they go to the Performance Center and they choreograph the entire match and then they get in the ring and they do it. I think because it went, like, it wasn't great. And I think the big issue is that Maxine is just really slow. Like, a lot of her offense is really slow. I thought Ivy did a good job. But I found out today that they did not rehearse this at the Performance Center. This was apparently put together the day of the show, just like those matches with Becky. And for a match put together the day of the show, I thought they did a pretty good job.
She's got a great nip up. There's just, like, you can execute moves well and have a match that you can look at in a bubble and say it's fine. But it's the suspension of disbelief, the ability to believe is still something with me. And there's just, like, again, you mentioned that Maxine is not particularly fast. Well, she's not a large woman either. And she's, like, doing the Vader squisher in the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're a really thin woman. This is something that Vader used to do. Or, you know, Nia Jax could do. It just seems like it's, yes, these are moves she did and she did them correctly, but it's doesn't submerge me in the believability of the match, if you will.
So the finish was the ankle lock with the scissored leg, and just like John Cena, Ivy gave up.
Denial gave up.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to give them ideas because they're going to probably make a lot of money and I won't see any of it. But Gunther needs to make a John Cena shirt that says, just give up. He probably sell a lot.
He gave up shirt?
No, just give up. It should be exactly like John Cena's shirt except where it says don't. It should just say just. Just give up. You got a problem in life? Just give up. You having a rough day? Just give up. You having a fight that you don't think you can win? Well, you can't. Just quit. That's the lesson we learned from John Cena after his illustrious 20-year career. Had the Javon segment, and then we had a great CM Punk promo. I thought this was CM Punk's best promo in a long time.
This was angry chip on his shoulder Punk.
Yeah, I thought maybe this was the best promo since he's actually come back. I loved this promo. And he's angry at Bron Breakker. He freaking buries this guy. He buries his family. He buries Rick and Scott. That's a ballsy guy, dude. That's more ballsy than when he fought in UFC.
I hope he got permission first.
Yeah, holy smokes. Tells him not to mess with my wife or I'll... I forget what he said. He's going to do something bad to his skull or something like that. But anyway, I thought this was an awesome promo. If there's two things you should watch on this show, it's the Gunther promo and it's the CM Punk promo. Those were awesome.
Angry Punk is the best Punk.
We had Steph and Raquel with an atrocious finish. Nikki just attacked Stephanie for the DQ. It was just hideous. And then...
Well, she attacked both, so it should be a no contest.
Well, I mean, she attacked Stephanie and they rang the bell. So technically, at that point, it's a DQ. Then she attacked the other lady after the match. She didn't attack him.
You shouldn't award Raquel a victory.
Well, I don't think it doesn't matter. But the point is, Raquel got shoved into the steps.
It does matter. It's a sport. And there's rules. It's a no contest if no one won.
They didn't show this, but Raquel hit those steps hard. And she had this giant freaking goose egg on her head. And, yeah, concussion protocol. Which does not mean, by the way, that she has a concussion. Anytime you get any sort of head injury and you get the goose egg, they put you in concussion protocol just to make sure you're okay. So she may as well... She may be fine today for all I know. Braun got put in concussion protocol a couple of weeks ago, and he was fine later in the evening. So then we, or no, maybe it was a different. Anyway, he got, I think it might have been his leg, something. Something
either
happened.
Either way, the protocol means they want to make sure you don't have one.
Yes, exactly. And then we had Ray and Logan Paul as the main event. Skipping a bunch here, but this match was all right. I mean, Logan Paul is just like a guy right now. I mean, they don't protect him, they don't. You know, have him go in with great guys and plan the matches out and practice them. So he's just kind of like he's better than average green guy, but he's still a green guy. And he won, and then we had the mystery man reveal. And I'll tell you who it is after the break. Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary three-day, two-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So, the Mystery Man ended up costing Ray the title, the Masked Man. And then he and Logan had a stare down until Punk ran down with a chair. Masked Man escaped into the crowd, took off his mask, and it was Austin Theory with a buzz cut. Austin Theory with a buzz cut, which we all knew. But the fans actually chanted Austin Theory at him. I couldn't even believe my ears. After all those years, finally got a babyface chant when he was a heel. So, Braun posed with the title as the show ended. Very blah edition of Raw, I would say.
Yeah, amazed that the big reveal of the Masked Man isn't even in the closing shot.
No. Nope. They did it, and they just stood there. Just stood there for a long time. So I guess he's part of the Vision, would be my guess.
Is he?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, originally he was going to be in War Games on the Vision team. So they changed things after Seth got hurt. But I presume that he's going to be with the group because Paul Heyman is high on the guy. You know, he's high on him. So we'll see how it goes. Apparently after this also they taped the Cody segment for SmackDown after Raw. Because I guess SmackDown ran long and they had to go live for Raw. So they taped the final segment with Cody, or they aired it after Raw went off the air. And apparently the people were into it, so that's at least good. So anyway, we got to wrap it up. I'm going to go try to recover. I'll be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig show. No Sean, he's very busy with all the flooding around here, covering it for the news. But we will be back for that tonight. TNA Impact 20 years ago this week. Check it out, everybody. And that is it. We'll talk to you again after a while.